Social Blend is in partnership with Goalie Gummies. It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie. I'm a simple man, don't wanna
complicate ya. Hey everyone, welcome to an all new episode of Social Blend. I am very excited for this episode this week. We are doing a lot. We are reviewing the new Goalie gummies, the Ashwa gummies. I'm very excited to tell you about that. Also, it is Earth Day. And lastly, we're going to talk about Demi Lovato versus frozen yogurt, which I have to talk about because honestly, like I can't with this woman anymore. I really can't. But yeah, so happy Earth Week. Yesterday was Earth Day, and I had no idea. I had no idea yesterday was Earth Day. Truly because every day to me is Earth Day. I'm vegan. I try my hardest not to have plastic, but I have plastic every single day of my life. It's just, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, thank you, Earth, for having us here. And yeah, I mean, we should do better. You know, we should definitely limit how much plastic we use. And, you know, if we do use plastic, please dispose of it the right way. And I get yelled at all the time with my aunt and uncle. They live in Indonesia, and they yell at me all the time. If they see me going out and I have a straw, they freak out. And if I'm like, if I have coffee from Dunkin', I have it in my cup, they're like, oh my God, use, you know, a glass. And I'm just like, guys, it's Dunkin' Donuts. I can't just like use a glass, but I know what they're saying. Like, get a reusable one, have them fill it. It's, you know, it's little stuff like that that could really go a long way. And, you know, this is it, guys. This is the only Earth that we know of. This is the only planet that we know of that is able to consume the air and the, you know, gravity shit and all of that little stuff that we need to actually live on Earth. So, you know, we take it for granted that we live here and we walk on Earth and breathe like it's no big deal and it's something that is, you know, not mandatory. But guess what? It is, and if we don't start shaping up, we will lose that, and it's not going to end well, and it might not be in our lifetime, it might be in our children's lifetime, and, you know, that's not a long ways to go, so, you know, we really got to shape up. Today, I wanted to review the Ashwa Goalie Gummy. I'm so excited about this. So it's been out for a little while, and hold on, let me just grab it in the box. So much here. Thank you to Goalie Gummy. I mean, they're just great. So you know, a great company truly to be with, to say the least. They have been amazing. And, you know, like I said, like, they're gluten-free, plant-based, they're vegan. I mean, what more can you ask for with stuff like this? Okay, so, yes, we have the Ashwa gummies. Now, I only started this 2 days ago, but I will tell you, what it does is true to what they say. And so, we'll start with what exactly it does. So the Ashwa, it's actually a longer word, the Ashwagandha gummies. It is to relax, restore, and unwind. The flavor for these are mixed berry. It's not like the typical Goalie gummies. So the main Goalie gummy was apple cider vinegar. And like I told everyone, it gives you the taste of sour apple. I love it. It might have a little vinegar taste to it, but I actually enjoy vinegar. I don't like too much, but I do enjoy it. To me, that little tang taste is nice, and I like that taste. So if that might be an issue for you, I mean, I still suggest trying it because I think you might really like it. You just got to get used to it. But I will tell you right now, it is nothing compared to the apple cider vinegar shots that I used to take. It's nothing compared to that. So anyway, back to the Oshawa gummies. So like I said, they're wild or mixed berries. Sorry, not wild berry. Mixed berry. And it is the same as Goalie. It's 60 gummies. And let me see. So when it came to how many to take per day, I couldn't find it at first. I was looking all over the place. And then on the top, it says suggested use. And then it says take 2 gummies twice daily. Now, that's a lot because the whole thing is I thought this was supposed to help you, like, sleep. But it's not about that. It's more like it helps you relax. And honestly, I feel like this is for anxiety because let me tell you the story. 2 days ago, I got these in. I was very excited to use them, but I was having anxiety all day long and I didn't know what was going on, but I wanted to start these and try them, at least have 2 days to kind of have that feel of what it does. I took them. And they definitely help you unwind and relax. I felt very relaxed and at ease after having these. And it's definitely something that I'm excited to, you know, constantly use. Also, a main ingredient with this is vitamin D, which is the sunshine, as they say, the sunshine gummy, because it helps you with the sun. And, you know, supporting a lot, actually, your skin. And what I always tell people is, like, vitamin C, at least. I always take vitamin C during the during winter because it helps with, what is it called? Seasonal depression. So that's, like, an extremely great thing. But anyway, so this is a few things that the Oshawa gummies, it improves sleep. So I thought what it was going to do is knock my ass out, but it didn't. It just improves your sleep, reduces stress. And I could see because I have I have bags under my eyes sometimes. I have not had that since I've been taking these. Balanced immune system, healthy weight management, sexual health, sport performance, which is great. Supports a healthy mood, which is definitely involving the vitamin D, I'm telling you right now. And brain health, which is very important. That's kind of one of the things that it does, is it restores yourself and, you know, really gives you these benefits. And I've only had these for 2 nights. It definitely improved my sleep. It reduced my stress. So sport performance, I've been working out lately, but I've been doing like pre-workout. So I don't know if it's been doing it, but I'm going tonight to work out. So what I could do is take one and then I could kind of like I'll follow back with you guys about like if it did help me and I just won't do pre-workout. Supports a healthy mood. Yes. My family knows, and anyone that I've been away with, you all know I'm a moody mofo. In the morning, don't talk to me, don't look at me, unless we're in Disney. But yeah, and then brain health, I mean, you know, I guess. So that is my little review of the Oshawa gummies. If you feel like this is something for you, I definitely suggest looking into it at least, or getting it. I know this is like, it's only been 2 days, so it's not like a full-on review, but I wanted to kind of tell you about this because until the end of April 30th, you all are able to get a 15% off your full order of Goalie gummies, and you could use my code G Stillwell, which is G and then STILWELL. Everything is in the description below. But Yeah. To be honest, like, this is such a great product. And that's another thing. Like, all my friends are like, oh my God, so you got, like, this, you know, partnership. And I'm like, yeah, but, like, it really works. Like, this is amazing. And it's because I used it before I even had a deal with them. So it's kind of that thing where, you know, I believe in it and I trust it and it actually works. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to taste test the gummy, the Ashwagandha gummies, because I feel like I did it with the apple cider vinegar, so why not do it with this? So, they are, it's like a slight difference of coloring with these gummies, but they're the same exact look. So, and they smell way different. They smell like berries. So, here we go. So they say, this is recent, they just recently told me this, but if you keep it in the fridge, they say you'll have a better experience with the gummies. And I'm like, what? So I have to try that because I'm definitely excited for it. Yeah, it almost tastes like, I can't close this. It almost tastes like a fruit roll-up. It's very good. Mmm. Yes. So, again, now we have the Ashwagandha gummies, and we have the apple cider vinegar, or ACV, Goli gummies. Awesome company. Great products. Again, you could get both 15% off using my code GSTILLWELL at checkout. Mercari. We need to speak about it. Mercari is the fastest and easiest way to buy and sell almost anything. Now, I use Mercari as my marketplace, and I want it to be yours too. So if you click the link in the description below, I will give you $30 to spend on Mercari. I buy on Mercari and I sell on Mercari, and I have nothing but good things to say about this company. The app is easy to use, and the items, if you are selling an item, it takes minutes to post it up. I love Mercari, and I know you will too. So go ahead and click the link in the description below for $30 to spend on Mercari. Again, $30 to spend on Mercari. If you click the link in the description below, you will not regret this. So, Demi, honey, what is good? So, a lot of you might not know, Demi has had a, you know, little fight or altercation with the company called The Big Chill Frozen Yogurt. I don't know where they're based. Allegedly, I heard they're based in Atlantic City. It is an all-female company, but they have places all over. This particular place was in LA, and I guess she got gummies there. She got frozen yogurt there. She wanted frozen yogurt. She's saying she never got it at the end because she was so triggered. Now, she's saying it was regarding an eating disorder. Now, this is bullshit, okay? Because I have an eating disorder. I live with an eating disorder, okay? I have been very healthy for years now, but I had a binge eating disorder. It was very bad, not good. I would buy so much food, eat it all until I needed to throw it up. It was not good. It was very, very bad. I don't tell people that. It's no one's business, but I don't want anyone to look at me like, oh my God, he doesn't know what a disorder like that is. No. Honey, I had the worst one. I eat and everything I see until I threw it up, okay? And this girl saying she went to the frozen yogurt place and she saw fat-free, sugar-free frozen yogurt, and then they have vegan frozen yogurt, and she just was so triggered by it because she can't believe they had diet what is it called? Options. Now, I'm sorry, but vegan is my lifestyle. It's not a diet. So when I go to a frozen yogurt place, I mean, I would never go because usually they don't have options. But if I were, I would hope they would have vegan options for me because I am vegan. Now, also, we can't forget there's diabetics that need that sugar-free item, and they can't have the normal frozen yogurt. So I don't know what she was trying to do here. You know, I know our generation's very triggered nowadays. I mean, she even wrote on her thing, I have it here. She said, peace sign, peace sign, peace sign. Trigger warning. Eating disorder experience.
What's up, everybody? I am trying to set my phone up. Okay, so...
Also, she has a horrible haircut. I mean...
So, I have kind of gotten in the middle of something.
In the middle? No one even was talking about it.
In Century City. Now, I am very outspoken about the things that I believe in. I understand that sometimes my messaging can lose its like meaning when I get emotional, right? I am human.
Okay, so I cut that because the company sent the DMs that she DM'd the company saying, you don't know who you're dealing with. Excuse me? I wish I was that company. If Demi Lovato, honey, please DM me right now. Say, you don't know who you're dealing with. I want it so bad. I want to see it. Bring it. Bring it now. Please. Please, saying you're triggered, you're going to go cry. I've had enough. I've given her so many chances. I think everyone has. Everyone has been rooting for her. We've all been rooting for her. And she... Take a deep breath. Okay. She has literally taken a company. And this is like not a big time company. I mean, this is, you know, a smaller business, and really she's doing this. I can't. I'm at a loss for words, and I'm getting angry all over again. And now she's in her house on her phone doing a live saying, when I get angry, oh my god, wait, I'm such a hypocrite. I'm over here like, and what, she's angry? Yeah, I'm angry too. But you know what? I would never go into a store like that and, you know, freak out and say, why is there milk products in this frozen yogurt place? That's it. It's a frozen yogurt place. Pick your options. If you're not sugar-free, shut the fuck up. And if you are not vegan, get the fuck out of here. Go take your milk products and eat it and enjoy yourself. Throw those little toppings on. Go pay $15 and shut up. She is so annoying. Oh my gosh. I am so... Now I'm triggered over here. I am triggered now. I want to talk to you all today about Goli gummies. They're the first ever apple cider vinegar gummy on the market, and they have so many beneficial properties with studies conducted to prove its positive benefits. Some of them include vitamin B9 and B12. It promotes general good health, it helps improve your daily health, and it's vegan, gluten-free, gelatin-free, kosher, and non-GMO. One of my favorite things about the Goli gummy is, unlike the apple cider vinegar shot, the Goli gummy completely masks that nasty smell and taste. Some other favorite things about the Goli gummy is the fact that it supports healthy digestion, weight management, reduces appetite, helps improve energy, and supports heart health. Everyone should have some Goli gummies in their life. So today I'm giving 5% off on your full order with promo code GSTILLWELL. And again, that's GSTILLWELL for 5% off your full order. Promo code GSTILLWELL.
It's simple, it's delicious, it's Goalie.
Wow, she really did that. Let's listen to more. I want to listen to more now.
I am human. I am somebody who is just very passionate about what I believe in, and I've lived through enough to know when to speak up for people who don't have a voice. When...
only when there's money involved, but okay.
This Froyo place. Originally, I wanted to make a point, and I wanted to call out behaviors or branding things that didn't sit right with me. Cause
sit right with you, honey. People are diabetic. There are vegans like me. I am not eating milk frozen yogurt. I'm not doing it. That's your issue, not the frozen yogurt place. Gosh, go seek help. I can't. All right, back to the news. Here we go.
The truth of the matter is, as someone that deals with an eating disorder, is in recovery from an eating disorder, I still, to this day, have a hard time walking into a Froyo shop, ordering yogurt, and being content with it and keeping it down. I know that seems like not a huge deal to a lot of people, but for me it is. Okay. So by the time I got to the counter, after seeing so much diet stuff and health food stuff, it wasn't clear to me that it was for specific health needs, and so I didn't know that.
I don't even know what else to say. I don't know what else to say. She didn't know those were for, you know, people. She thought it was for the cats that you know, come at night and have a little lick at the frozen yogurt.
Just took it as, okay, I'm going into a Froyo shop, I'm seeing sugar free, I'm seeing this and that. If there was a sign that said celiac, vegan, I would have understood. That would have been clear messaging to me.
Why would that have made sense to you? I gotta stop talking. I'm gonna have a Goalie gummy while we listen.
Because it wasn't clear, I'm definitely jumped to conclusions and probably shouldn't have, you know, gone about this the way that I have. But I'm willing to talk to this Froyo shop to help get the messaging right. Another thing that a lot of people don't know, I guess it's something that must be an LA thing. A lot of people who have struggled with anorexia, I myself, Froyo was something that I would go to because it was low in calorie and it just felt safe to me. I know that people struggle with Froyo, with eating disorders, so that's why I'm super sensitive when I walk into...
they suffer with Froyo. Bless her. God bless this woman.
A Froyo place and I see diet stuff, I'm gonna be protective. I'm protective of the little girl inside of me that didn't get that representation at a young age of someone saying, all of this diet stuff is not okay, you're worth more than that.
I don't get what she's trying to say. And you know what my friend said? She literally dug herself a bigger hole. And I'm like, I gotta listen to this. So as I'm watching this and you guys are listening to this, this is my first time listening to it. And this is a lot for me. Honestly, I'm triggered now. She wants to play the triggering game. I could play 12 times worse. Let's go.
Also, I'm standing up for just anyone who struggles in LA.
Only in LA. If you're in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Cincinnati, goodbye.
The thing about overcoming my addictions, my drug addictions, was because I don't have to I can walk away from that and never touch it again for the rest of my life. Like, I don't ever have to do that, but I have to eat 3 times a day. This is something that will live, that will be with
me. Wait, you eat 3 times a day? I only eat twice.
Sore and didn't get the yogurt that I wanted. And then I had a hard time the rest of the weekend. To be totally transparent. And that's probably something that nobody wants me to say. Like, I don't know, but I'm human and I talk about my struggles. And I'm passionate, so I'm so...
Celebrities are so sweet. They always have to remind us that they are human. What? What? Hold on, they're human? Like, we know you're human, and literally everybody has a disorder of some kind. Everyone has a mental health issue. That's why I talk about it on this podcast. That's why I try to make it as normal as possible for everyone. But then you have Dee Lovato going into a frozen yogurt store. Like, this is how it happened, guys. This is her. Excuse me? I'm very offended by the way it says fat-free here and sugar-free. And the lady's like, or it's like a girl that just started like a new job. Like, she's 16 years old. She's excited for the spring. And she's like, I could get my manager. Don't even bother. I'm not having anything from here anymore. And I'm going to DM this company. Amazing job, Demi. I mean, you are doing great, sweetie. I'm done with this topic, but I just want to hear a little bit more.
Sorry that I got the messaging wrong. I'm sorry that I may have disappointed some people, but I'm not coming after a small business as someone with a lot of followers. That's not what I'm doing here. I walked into a situation that didn't sit right with me. My intuition said speak up about this, so I did. And I feel good about that.
All right, well, I'm done talking because she is making me mad. So there we have it. Demi Lovato's sorry that she did this to a small business that survived the COVID-19 wrath. I hope her weekend's good. I really do. So before we go, I wanted to do a quote of the week, and because this week was, or yesterday, was Earth Day, I wanted to do an Earth Day quote. So, as I was saying earlier, we need to protect our Earth, you know, so just watch what you do. I mean, there's no way we could stop using our phones and stop using all this electricity and stuff like that, but little things, like pick up garbage when you see it on the floor. Like, it's the little stuff that really does make a difference in time. So, the quote I have today is, love the earth as you would love yourself. John Denver. So, there you have it. Earth Day, Demi Lovato, Goalie Gummies, Oshawa Gummies, Apple Cider Vinegar. We're doing great over here. Next week, I will talk. I wanted to do an episode of the Jersey. Like, tell me you're from New Jersey without saying you're from New Jersey. So, we're going to see what we could do there. I want to have my friends from Jersey do it with me because I just think it'll be so much fun. So, other than that, everyone, have a great week. Enjoy the weather. It's disgusting this week. Some Earth Day. I mean, it is nasty. Yesterday, today, it's hot. I mean, not hot. It's cold. And we are almost in May. So, global warming. Have a great weekend, and I will see you next week.